Good morning, everybody. It is 11:43 a.m. We normally start at 11:30 a.m. Pacific time. This is Bella DeSoto, chair of the KPFK LSB Outreach Committee. Today is February 27, 2022, Sunday, and we're glad to be here once again. Joining us is Michael Heiss, Margot Iser, Sue Cohen-Johnson. Nancy Lawrence was on the line with me. She's often having problems, you know. Some people have some, you know, just technical challenges, but I asked her to please call the line itself. I hope she can then connect. So Michael Heiss, aside from the time certain, welcome everybody. Aside from the time certain, was there anything you wanted to share?
To help keep things on time.
Okay, now we'll take care. Yeah, this, when you first attended this meeting, I explained to you, as I have done with a couple of other people, is that this committee does not function under the gun like all the other committees, which is why people are allowed to express themselves. And when I see people taking too much time, I kind of coax them around.
I respectfully disagree, because then we'll be here until all eternity.
Well, you're making us lose a lot of time right now, Michael Heiss. I just received information from Bruce Greif from New York, and he sent us information about in Rochester, New York. I used to work there many years ago, in fact, a contemporary art center or gallery. And what they're doing is they're doing an auction online of various different arts. And I wanted to share this with you, but Margot just walked away. And it's very different from bidding for good, which I made an appointment last week, Wednesday, and I had conducted a one-hour interview, Q&A research with one of their reps. And they have a lot of great stuff to offer us. We can do we don't have to wait to coordinate a lot. It's an immediate fundraising mechanism that they offer via their website, opening up a portal to social media, providing many eyeballs, and et cetera. So it's really interesting. And he will be available in a week's time or in a couple of days or so. And the fundraising committee will be meeting again on the 7th of February, of March. Margot, I am going to do a screen share. You walked away, and I just received information from Bruce Greif from New York. Is a contemporary art center in Rochester.
Okay. I heard you.
And I am going to do the screen share right now. Hopefully this will work. One moment. So here, for instance, I don't know if you can see it, but I have it open in my paint. What it is, I saved the message, the pop-up that comes up when you open their website, is rocco6x6.org. And this is how they announce their upcoming campaigns, online auctions of art pieces. We have announced a 6x6 by 2022 dates. Walk-in entries due April 9th. Mail international entries by April 2nd. U.S. by April 12th. Opening party and artwork sale kickoff June 4th. Exhibition dates June 4th through July 17th, 22. Stop by during normal gallery hours to pick up your purchases from past events. Okay, so I am going to pull that down. Now I am going to share with you Bidding for Good, And Bidding for Good has a lot to offer.
Okay. Oh, can I comment on that last thing before you move on?
Sure, go ahead.
Just looking at what you put up on the site, it's an interesting idea, but it requires the cooperation of the, it's an interesting idea, but it requires, at least looking at what you put on the screen share, it requires the cooperation of a gallery or someplace where these works of art are. And, again, as interesting an idea as that is, it might be it might be difficult for us to secure such a place. We can't do it on our own.
No. No, that's not so. There are a number of galleries that want the traffic and want collaboration. And so it's just a matter of finding,
That's my point. Yes.
Yeah. No, but this is just another option. This is not Bidding for Good. That was just another option where we can directly work with a particular gallery. That is only an idea. It's an alternative path. I also spoke with this other institution down the street from KPFK. It's called Theater West. It houses 168 seats. It has a gallery. It has a stage. It's very nice. They want to do collaborative grant writing for arts and culture projects with KPFK. They have also been in touch with the GM. So in other words, is another way to get, you know, to work with other folks that share our mission and can provide the space. We can hold events there, a beautiful stage, a get together gallery, you know, Nush, meet and greet and, hobnob and so forth. That is an option as well, so that, and we don't have to pay. What they seek is mutual collaboration and promotion. So, again, we have been talking about working directly with various mom and pops in the community, similar organizations that have commonality with our mission. That is one. We can find similar galleries, art galleries that would like to get the traffic in this slow time and collaborate with us. So that's where the Rochester Contemporary Art Center would be an example of that. And then they have an array of different artworks on their website, and people can pick and choose. I was considering political graphic center at the Peace Center. They have been around for many, many years. They have incredible artworks. They did an exhibition at Paloma, Mercado La Paloma, downtown LA, about four years ago. Very well attended. They did a blind auction also. If you're not familiar with downtown venues, Mercado La Paloma is a wonderful venue, where I have attended events. I have been at meetings there, and they provide, an array of different restaurants providing meals and so forth and so on. And I have been to even to jazz concerts there. It's a great venue. Parking, etc. It's at 36th Street and Main Street. I also had communication with the general manager yesterday to do a back-to-back with KPFA, an all-day marathon for Grateful Dead, which brings up to $30,000 and more annually at KPFA. However, because on Monday the station was nearly shut down because there was a national network-wide Black Is event on the air honoring Black History Month for February. It was just a beautiful, collaborative, and professionally produced programming all throughout the day. Each station participated, as well as a couple of affiliates. But the station was not able to fundraise as it wanted to. But there's a reason behind that, and that is that the station did not begin promoting it and began putting into place a dedicated fundraising effort for that day. And that's what I kept explaining to the general manager, that that's what needed to happen so we can raise the funds. Hold on. Hi, Bruce. Hi, Bruce. What's going on? I'm in the meeting.
Yeah, I'm in the waiting room. Can you let me in?
Oh, yes. Hold on. Okay. I'm doing a screen share. Okay, bye. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Now I'm back on your phone again.
Yeah, okay. Stay there. Hold on. Hold on, please. I'm having some issues here. Hold on.
I have my email on, but it's not.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to admit you, Nancy Lawrence. Hold on. I have someone else I just let in.
Being recorded.
Being recorded.
Dr. Holly?
Yes.
Great. Thank you for joining us. Are you on the phone? Okay, I see Bruce.
I have me drugs, but I'm not going to admit anything.
I do not understand. Did someone hear that the recording stopped?
No, someone said this is being recorded.
Okay, that's what I heard. Good.
And I don't see Nancy.
Okay, good. Okay, Bruce, hi there. Ask to unmute. Bruce, we were just discussing the Rochester Contemporary Art Center that you sent us, which opens a path for collaborating with specific galleries, local galleries. So that is an option. I was just talking about Bidding for Good, which I met with them last week. And they offer various options. There is an echo in someone.
Someone's not muted. I think it looks like Thomas Halley has a hand raised, but he's not muted. And I don't see Nancy listed, so I'm just going to put my mute on.
Okay, again. And then on top of that, my screen is having some issues here. So okay, let me just open this up. Okay, so ask to unmute. Dr. Holly, you want to speak? Your hand is up.
No, not at present, thank you.
Okay.
Quiet.
Okay, Bruce, did you want to speak? Because I need to lower Dr. Halley's.
The Ralph Nader program is on, but I don't have it on in here.
Okay. I apologize. My screen is split while I was doing the screen share. And now my limbs have been separated. Okay. I'm going to stop the share then. There you go. Okay. I think it had to do with the sharing the screen and it was messing me up here. Okay, there are a number of things going on. There's a being planned from, I don't know how many of you, I did not see any of you at the recent celebration for Fernando Velasquez last Sunday at Elysian Park. Many showed up. I cooked. We had a wonderful time. There was spoken word, poetry, music, singing, dancing. It was a celebration, memory, memorial for Fernando Velasquez. His two sons were there. The reason why I bring that up is because I began handing out the monthly sustainer booklet that I had printed, so people can become monthly sustainers. I am going to start emailing it, and so that people can then either print it out, get others to become monthly sustainers for the station, and spread the word. It's a booklet. It was folded into three parts. It's double-sided. And that was $48 for 300. And it's in a snappy yellow color. But, you know, you can print it any color you want. I also began handing out the business cards in English and Spanish. Business cards that we used to have some time ago. And they look great, and people just loved it to give out, and et cetera. And I wanted to mention that on the 5th of March is the funeral for Fernando Velasquez. It will be conducted in Venice. If you want to get in touch with the two ladies that are coordinating it, that information was sent out from the outreach committee. Email. I need to ask who is telephone. Hold on, Margo. Who ends in 5600? Who is telephone number ending in 5600?
Dr. Halley.
Okay. Can you lower your hand by, I believe, pressing? How did you raise your hand?
Okay, we just lowered it.
There you go. Okay. Okay, Margo, go ahead. You need to unmute.
You wanted me to unmute, so I unmuted. I was going to ask a question about when and how can we get
your audio. Your audio is really bad. Your audio.
Oh, well, yours is coming out staticky here, so I don't know. Maybe it's coming out staticky to you. But I want to know where I can get the cards, because last night at a restaurant, I actually told somebody about KPFK. I'm always doing that, and I would be liking to have some cards, so can we meet you somewhere and pick some up? Or what do we do? How do we get the little cards?
Okay, I think, thank you.
Can you understand me?
Okay, Margo, we cannot hear you well. Hold on, Nancy. I'm going to mute you, Nancy, for a moment. Go ahead, Margo. Can you repeat what you said?
Okay. I want to know how to get the little cards to hand out, because I'm always telling people about KPFK that it would be great to have the cards. Should I meet you somewhere and pick them up or something like that?
Well, what I am going, I was thinking about that, and I think it would be best if I mailed them to you. If I mailed you a small packet. I ordered 500 in Spanish and 500 in English, double-sided, four-color. That was $143.33 because they're special. They created a template. So I have your address, your physical address, and I will mail you a little packet in English and Spanish, okay? And I will also mail you regular snail mail, the booklets, okay? Thank you, Marcus. I know you're active in your community in that area. Thank you. Margo, can you speak? I do not know where this echo is coming from.
When I hear your voice, I hear it as staticky.
Really?
My voice is staticky?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah. Okay, let me hear from Sue. Sue, can you speak?
I can hear you.
Okay, so there is an echo. I hear an echo from you, Sue.
I just unmuted.
Is your line, Sue? I just muted you. A lot of static. I don't know what to do about this. Also, you have another line here. So you're on two lines. That's the problem. Mike Heiss, can you,
Yeah, thanks, Bella. I'm just two lines.
Okay, oh boy. I just muted you again, Sue. Go ahead, Mike.
No, you did. I can still see both of Sue's lines are open and not muted, and that's probably the cause of the feedback.
Yeah. So, I'm going to remove that. Okay.
Thanks. Okay. So, I do have a question. I'm just curious. Can you, just quickly read what is on those cards? It's a good idea, but I think, you know, it would be nice for the committee to know. And the other thing I don't remember from, I believe it was whatever the last LSB meeting was, some meeting in the last 10 days, about those types of expenditures being pre-approved. And I just want to make sure that as a committee, we're operating within those guidelines.
Exactly. So, let's talk about the card first. It's a very handsome card. It is red, black, and white at the front and is the classic KPFK logo and is powered by the people, Pacifica Radio, KPFK 90.7 FM since 1959. On the left, small, tiny little icon, www.kpfk.org, and to the right, it's the telephone number, 818-985-2711. At the very bottom, Los Angeles, 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara. Then on the back, your community radio in stylistic. Underneath that, news, public affairs, arts, culture, music, health, spirituality, Spanish language programming. Volunteer at kpfk.org. Comments at kpfk.org. Pledge, www.kpfk.org, 818-985-2711. Expanding, and at the bottom, in the center, expanding KPFK is our goal. We need you. Contact, outreach at kpfk.org.
What's the size of the card?
It's a business card. You know what a business card is?
That's a lot of stuff on a business card.
That's correct.
I know that's the problem.
And that's why it's a very specific template that needed to be created, because it's a very unique card and no one seemed to have the template for it. So it had to be created from scratch.
The one thing I would suggest, just to make life easier for anybody who is given this, is instead of putting a lot of the links in, you just put a QR code to donate, click here, and then it goes to wherever it is.
We can do that on the next batch. Yeah, we can do that on the next batch.
That's eliminates. From a graphics and advertising perspective, you don't want to make things too busy as much as you're trying to convey a lot of information.
Well, this is a classic business card that KPFK had. For a number of years.
That's the point. For many years. It's now New Year's. And I would like to see us get, you know, into a vein that's more contemporary. Honor the past, strive for the future. You've got to do both.
Can you make it to the station? Because I'm bringing the cards to the station?
Yeah, I live 5 miles from the station. I live in
Chicago. So you live nearby the station. Good.
Yeah.
I live very far now from the station.
Next time you're there, then if you wouldn't mind, put one or two of them in an envelope and leave it with the receptionist, and I'll just pick one up. I'd appreciate that.
Thank you. Sounds great. That's a great idea.
Just send me an email when you do that so I know to stop by.
Yeah.
Thank you. That sounds good.
So I'll let you know. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, 500 doesn't go too far. 500 in English and Spanish. So now that we have the template, we can expand upon that. So you take a look at it and we can expand. Okay. But now we have something, and we also have the monthly sustainer. Let's see, where were we? Marco, you wanted to speak.
Unmuted. You said you wanted me to unmute.
Go ahead, Marco.
I can't hear you. Oh, I had nothing to really say. I was going to move to another location because my son thought that's why there was static. So I was just going to move around another location, okay?
Yeah, you sound really bad. Okay, let me mute you. Hi, Nancy. Nancy Lawrence. One moment, please. Okay, I am back. Sorry about that, my mom. So, Nancy, can you speak?
Nancy is muted.
I know. I've asked her. I have not muted her. I muted her, but I unmuted her. I'm asking her to unmute.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Nancy, go ahead. And I'm letting in Oyeyipo.
Yes, I just want to bring up, because this was brought up, and we all had to remember Fernando Velasquez. I am going to be a speaker there. Anybody who has something they want to say, you know, call Angela or Rosie about it, and she'll put you on the list. I'm going to be speaking about an event when I first met Fernando, which happened in the 80s. So you'll hear what it was like back in the 80s at KPFK. And it's a powerful story. And it involves the folio, too. So we used to have the folio. So, again, anybody who wants to go to Venice to honor him, and if they want to speak or not, that's, you know, please show up. That's all I can think of right now. And I might as well make an announcement. There's going to be an anti-war demonstration this next Sunday. We don't know where it's going to be yet. It's going to be internationally coordinated. You know, no to NATO, no to war from anyone. So, that's also, something I'm just going to
announce. Yo estoy en un meeting. Ven que Roberto te quiere hablar.
Okay, go ahead. Excellent. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Do you have any idea when, Nancy, will it be?
Yes, it will be this coming Sunday, unless they change it, because I was on the meeting, the Zoom meeting yesterday with Code Pink and other groups, including Jerry Coleman and DZ Pashas, who's a well-known Indian from India, analyst, socialist. They were on the Zoom. And so there's going to be coordinated worldwide on Sunday. And probably it will be at one of the federal buildings, perhaps. So, but, you know, stay tuned. Stay tuned or Google up some of the anti-war groups and you'll get an update. And this has to be on KPFK.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all I can think of right now, Della.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What have you been hearing on KPFK that has caught your eye, your ear? Any comments?
About Fernando or the
war? No, programming in general. I'm sorry. Programming in general.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been the fund drive has improved so much. They're having less, copying, the playing the same thing over and over again. There's less, it's a little bit more
repetition.
On air where people are actually having programs and then having some pitching towards the end of the program. That's the way they used to do it years and years ago, back when Fernando was there in the 80s and 90s, you know. And then it got on to more and more of this canned programming, you know, stuff. You know, they still do a little bit of that, but it's not as much. So it's improved. By the way, Margaret Prescott, you know, because we were all shocked, or at least some of us were shocked anyhow, by Fernando's passing. But Margaret Prescott on her program said that when the fund drives in, she wants to have a program on Fernando's life and about him and everything.
And that is beautiful. Yeah.
Yes. You know, we all had to get in and honor him, because let me tell you, he was, you know, I'm going to tell the story, but I won't tell right now. I'll tell it in the church because it's kind of a long story. But he was fighting even back in the 80s. I mean, he was doing that thing and gotten Bob in the fights. And there used to be a manager who said something on the folio, which he actually said the opposite. And I exposed that because Fernando advised me to come over and do that. So, but I'll go more into the detail if you show up at the funeral.
I will not be attending. I have a reason for not attending that church. There's a controversy with that church, and I need to honor people that have, in fact, the last time I held an event at that church was for Earth Day, and it was in 2004. It was very well attended, but things have changed at the church. Mm-hmm. It's been taken over by a certain radical string, and I have to be in solidarity with some community folks. Uh-huh. And in 2010, things began changing radically at that church, and I cannot, in good conscience, I will not be there, but it with a heavy heart. Because, you know, I would love to be there and celebrate him and honor him again.
Well, I know nothing about this. So, you know, actually there are two churches. I know there's a church on 4th Street and it's kind of more Santa Monica than Venice. And it's the one that Jerry Rubin, the peace activist, used to have his bachelor's there to raise money for the peace movement. And I don't think it's the same church. I'm not sure if it's the same church.
No, it's not. And I know the church you're speaking about.
Yeah.
It's not the church.
Church at Ocean Park or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been there to a number of events. Okay. We have to move on. Anything else, Nancy?
Well, just on a more personal note, I passed some of my tests, and that's good news. That's why I was not able to turn out to Fernando's, else I would have been there at his party. But, you know, he liked the party, so we're going to make the funeral party too.
Yes, excellent. I cooked a great meal for the Elysian Park, and it was eaten up real quick.
I believe that.
Yeah. Okay. Michael Heiss has left us. Okay. I wanted to, Sue Cohen is on a break. She had to, Bruce, can you unmute? Bruce Greif?
Yeah.
Oh, Michael Heiss is there. Okay, go ahead, Bruce.
So this art auction thing, there was a radio station in Rochester that teamed up, community radio station, that teamed up with an art gallery to do an auction, and I guess they're going to split the proceeds or something like that. I sent Bella the links for it, so she can fan them out, and you guys can take a look.
Yes, I just talked about it, and I even saved their pop-up message. And I'll be unavailable for today's meeting. Oh, that's Oye Yipo is unavailable for today. He is ill today. He's not feeling well. Okay.
There are enough art galleries in Los Angeles that you could probably schedule one of these.
Exactly.
at least once a month, if not more often.
Yes.
The other thing I was going to suggest is I think if you did a half hour public service announcement for community activist groups, say around noon, and you know, every day you have an announcement of what's going on that week. And then the first half of it for 15 minutes or maybe 10 minutes, you get one of the groups on just to do an interview. It's like, this is what we do. This is who we are. This is what we're all about. Now, if you want to grow your listenership, I think that might be an excellent way, because the groups are going to say, hey, we're going to be on to their members. We're going to be on next Wednesday talking about our group, and the members are going to go listen, and then they're going to say, oh, you know, noon on KPFK, I can find out what's going on this week. So it might be a very useful and inexpensive and not that hard to implement way to grow your listenership. That's it.
Okay. I had to be responding to Oyeyipo. You said that if we do this over the airwave, correct?
Yeah, you know, a half hour public service announcement. The first 10 minutes, maybe introduce one group per show. You know, each show you introduce one group. You have some of the people from the group on with an interview and say, what do you do and where are you located and how does it work and yada, yada, yada.
When you say group, can you be more specific, please?
Well, like Homeless Moms of Oakland or...
Oh, issues. So issue-oriented, community issue-oriented.
Yeah, or even some of the peace groups. I mean, right now
it's
hot. So there's probably 36 peace groups in Oakland and in Los Angeles starting.
Oh, yeah. 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 And in fact, I already have... Okay, right now I just finished working on Changelings with Michael Novick. We're both collaborate. It will be out at the printer on Monday. And we have on the very front page, it has a very brand new look, Changelings. It's going to be really snappy.
What is that, Bill? I'm not familiar.
Changelings has been around how many years, Margot? Changelings.
What is it?
It's a newspaper. It's a community newspaper, which hosts an incredible calendar, community calendar, with all the events of the community, not necessarily in L.A. only, Santa Barbara, San Pedro, Long Beach, Oakland, but mostly within the centralized and signal area of KPFK. And we have tried collaborating with KPFK for a number of years. We also promote the committees, some committee meetings. We have articles about Pacifica KPFK.
Where's it distributed?
It's distributed at all kinds of places. Food shops, libraries, public libraries, theaters.
No, I'm just curious because I haven't seen it, which doesn't mean anything.
Oh, it also gets delivered at KPFK, goes on the rack in the front entrance. However, for the last 2 years, that kind of declined. And we also put a badge in the back table. When you enter on the back entrance, there's always a badge of Changelings, and they go quickly. And we have distributors, you know, everybody picks shares.
No, I'm not familiar with it, that's all.
Oh, okay, why don't I do this? I can send the PDF to everyone on this meeting afterwards. The PDF is in color, of course, but the paper is 8 pages long and is black and white. Go ahead, Mike Heiss.
Yeah.
But I didn't finish saying what I was saying.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so in this month on the front page, it has an important article about the peace movement, how the peace movement has failed. It failed preventing the United States from invading Iraq. It failed in Afghanistan. It failed everywhere. And right now we are dealing with the Ukraine issue. And again, we are here again. And there's a list of different peace organizations listed there. And they're coming together, which is unusual. But they're coming together to for a specific platform to join collaboration. So right there, we have all that information right there. And so the paper looks excellent because I've been pushing for a new look. The paper has been around since, oh boy, I can't remember the year. It's been so many years. The founder, one of the founders, John Johnson, he died. He passed away in July 2014. Then it was, there was a celebration of his life and efforts, on the West Side, and some activists like myself and others came together and we rallied. We had a few meetings, how we were going to pick up the pieces and keep the paper alive. At the end of the day, after a few meetings, very few people were left on the table. And Michael Novick and myself have taken this on. It's a major responsibility. It's a lot of work. Okay, I've said enough there. Somebody needs to be let in. Let me see.
On Zoom right now.
Did you know that there's a protest?
Okay, I had to mute Nancy. Hold on, Sue, hold on. Oh. Michael Heiss, Sue, I'll be right to you. Michael Heiss?
Yeah. A couple of things along those lines. And again, I'm not familiar with ChangeLinks, which is on me. But you mentioned the folio and, you know, going back to when I was a teenager and I used to, use my paper route money to, support WBAI and you got the folio. And when I moved out here, you donated and you got the folio. Doing a physical folio is, you know, it's a problem and it's costly. A number of the organizations that I belong to that used to have similar printed news letters don't do it anymore. They do it, but they distribute it via a PDF. And I wonder, as part of outreach, ChangeLinks and similar things are great, but it might be worth investigating doing a folio, putting a link to it in a website, and putting a link to it on any printed material, such as the cards that you're doing, because that's the kind of outreach that we need. We need to let people know not only that the station exists, but what the Sam Hill is on it. And there is, and we're not doing that. And that's where, I guess I'm old. I'm getting old. I am old. And I missed something like the folio. But the organization of my wife was an executive director. And they have somewhat aging group, as long as a young group. And they did away with their monthly printed newsletter because it just got too expensive. They did it on PDF, and it works just as well. We should consider bringing – I know I'm not talking about old things. I'm talking about new, future. Let's restart it online and then print 100 copies of it. Not do a mailing to the supporters like we used to. That's idea number one. Idea number two is the things that, clearly are going to be popping up because of, world conditions and whatnot and, you know, other activities that have been discussed here. I think we need to look forward into other mission compatible things and not do stuff at the last minute. But let's look into Earth Day, I believe, is in April. And that's a good place for like-minded, mission-compatible people to gather. And that should be a target audience. That's number two. Last one, number three, is something that I brought up. I'm well-known for bringing up ideas that never get paid attention to. And I brought something up.
That's not true.
It ain't funny, fella.
Naughty, naughty.
Yeah, but the truth hurts, fella. And something that I brought up at the program committee, which I committed to putting a motion together, which I will. I'm a little bit busy with some work these days.
You have to do some work. You come up with great ideas, but
you feel
that there's an army. There is no army. There is no army.
Bella.
We have a shortage.
Ideas.
A shortage.
You know, if you've ever been in what they call program, take what you want and leave the rest. Okay. So I'm going to put one other one out here, which I put forward on the program committee. And I'm a big stickler about not doing cross committee things, but this relates to outreach. And I committed to doing it in the form of a motion and will be available, a week before the next program committee meeting. But it's relevant here to say we need to have the programmers do topic specific. You used to call them carts. I'm old enough, as you know, to remember when carts were carts. Is, yes, I know, Sue, that topic-specific promos that can air during the day that say, not I'm fill-in-the-blank person, listen to me, because you're right, Sue, it's not about me. Listen to the fill-in-the-blank programming where we will discuss in my next show topic, because that way you can say to people who tune in, listen to, I don't know who I do now. I don't know who Margaret Prescott is or any one of the dozens of other people that we have. But if the interstitial material says, don't listen to a person discussing a topic and say, I'm Margaret Prescott and tomorrow we will discuss whatever it is
we get the idea. It's really cross promotion. And by the way, this is not a new idea. This is something, in fact, that I talked about, that I promoted many years ago, that each programmer needs to promote.
Okay, then we're at Bella, then we're miraculously in agreement. So let's.
Well, of course we are. This is why I asked you to please put it into words, that motion.
And I said I would.
You were going to do
that.
And
I will.
Okay.
I said I would and I will.
Because it is absolutely essential. And I know that the GM will put it to work right away. Why? Because it will crystallize, and I think it will put the onus on the programmers themselves.
Okay, Bella, I will do it, and I would almost wager a bet to see whether or not the general manager does it, and I'll think of an appropriate bet.
5 cents. 5 cents, you're on.
Okay.
5 cents, I can
you're
do.
You're on.
I can do 5 cents. A quarter. Let's do a quarter.
I tell you what, I will make another donation outside of what I've done for the fund drive if he does it.
Okay. All right. I see Sue. Sue, thank you, Mike. Thank you. That's great. If you could lower your hand, please. Sue.
Hey. Golly, are y'all able to read the chat? Because I've been putting a whole bunch of reactions, feedback on chat. I know Michael can read it, but I guess I have to speak aloud to get my ideas. Changelings has been around since early 96, at least, because John Johnson was doing it. You can get old folios online, and a lot of what they carry is our mainstay shows that are still on, and also some mainstay shows that are no longer on. And at KPFK, there is no, when I went to work there, I found out there is no they. It's only me and you and a few of us, unfortunately, that are still there. If we're the ones who think about it and we're the only ones who can do things, so it's on us. Not on they, because if there's a they, they already thought of doing a show or doing whatever it is. mostly we've got a lot of ideas, but we need people to produce things. We need people to get roller sleeves up and get some content or do interviews and submit it to KPFK and find out if it has to be MP3 or what it has to be.
MP3.
Is that true for news also?
For news, no, not necessarily. Because again, news has different equipment. But if you do everything in MP3, you are safe. I wanted to mention that a year ago, at the very end of the year, forgive me, Sue, you'll continue. I created, and I meant to respond to Mike about this when Nancy spoke about the folio. I created, it took me hours because it's not easy because I was working with different programs to create the image of the front page of 2003 physical folio that I saved. In the centerfold of the newspaper, of the magazine, was the centerfold. You open it and it has the P&L of the foundation and the P&L of KPFK. In that year, in that quarter, and it was quarterly, in that quarter, we had elections, LSB elections. You had the candidate statements. You had the meet and greet parties. We used to have parties where you could come and meet the candidates and ask questions, query them. You know, things were very different then. We had what was the station doing? What were the upcoming events in the community? What were the new programming that were coming in? And also highlights of the current programs. So we had the full program grid in the back as well. It was a very snappy and beautiful imagery. And I recreated that and I have it. I recently shared it with Andrew Weiss because we were both discussing the folio. And when I found out that Marlena Bond, who is assisting, working directly with the GM as a volunteer, was very interested in revamping the folio, I sent her what I had done, and she was very grateful to that. I also sent her the program grid that I prepared. Okay, go ahead, Sue. We definitely need to do it. I like Mike's suggestion. Just print some copies, you know, as circa unique premiums maybe. And just do it electronically. And everybody's talking about doing it electronically. But it is a dedicated project. It requires time, dedication, and having the proper programming to do it. You need Photoshop. I have InDesign. You need another program. It's not easy. Okay, go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, I think Marlena is paid now or paid only during fund drives or something like that.
No, she's volunteer.
Well, she was volunteer. But anyway, is there a free Photoshop that you use? What is it called?
I don't want to go there, but I've got a bootleg. But I do pay for my InDesign. I do pay for my InDesign, and it's not cheap. And I have to use that for change links. When Michael is traveling or he's not feeling well, he doesn't have the time or whatever, we cover each other. So I pay monthly for the subscription. But I have Photoshop on another laptop, you see. If I bring my bootleg into my InDesign current laptop, then Adobe will interfere. So you got to be careful with that. But Photoshop is very costly. Although they're running a special now, but then they get you at the end of the year. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. Sue.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let Sue finish. Go ahead, Sue.
Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Sue. I didn't mean to step over you. Really don't talk about things like bootleg copies. That's really not a good idea.
I did not want to.
Well, good, then really don't, because it's like really not a good idea. I put something in the chat, but for those who can't read it, relaunching the folio is an interesting thing. And as anybody who's heard me talk about these things know, something I'm a proponent of, there are a number of creative arts and communications magnets within LAUSD, within the listening area, and relaunching the folio under the supervision of either a community college professor or a high school teacher, letting a class do that in conjunction with us means A, less work for us, B, using hint, hint, legal tools, C, bringing people into the fold of the station, fold pun intended, and getting a good project and community service credits for students. Why don't we try it that way instead of trying to do everything our bleeping selves?
Yes, that is an excellent idea. And just before you said the bleeping credits, I was going to jump in and said, and say the credits, because the students work for the credits.
And they need it. You can't graduate without them.
Well, no, but it is good for the record. And when they used to come and train at KPFK years ago when we had the youth training program, it was very active. They would get their credits for the school. You know, that's what they were working for. Not only that, they would, you know, some would continue on as volunteers. A couple of them got programs, you know, pilots. I have suggested doing pilots on Sundays, you know. Let's bring pilots, new programming, test it out on Sundays. Okay, excellent idea. Excellent. We got to do that. Use the talent, the resources that we have in our community. At the schools, absolutely. Can you suggest one or two Mike heists from your arsenal that you always mention the magnets? You know, there are other schools other than magnets, okay?
Yes, it can be any school.
I personally do not support charter schools, okay? I do not.
Bella, I'm not talking about charters. Within 50 miles of the station building, you have Valley College, Pierce, the Daniel Pierce Magnet, the Communications Magnet at Grant High School. And there are, you know, I'm a little old, so I'm not into the high school scene as I used to be when my son was in high school. But there are four things right there that are, LAUSD or LACC, district, institutions that, I know have programs, I believe still have programs that did this. My son got started in radio on the Valley College radio station. So I know that things like that are there.
I'm putting something in the chat for you. Mike Heiss.
I'm looking.